Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we just want to thank you for this day, Father. Father, we want to bless your holy name because you alone deserve all the praises, the honor, and the glory. Father, therefore, even on this prophetic midnight call, Father, we declare and decree your name that you are truly the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare peace, happiness for the lives of your people. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare and affirm, Lord, that all shall be well in the lives of your people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare, Lord, whatsoever your people will touch, Father, it will prosper and it will be blessed. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that sickness shall be far from us. In the name of Jesus, Father, we declare that we are the head and not the tail. Father, we declare that we are victorious in you. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus new peace, new strength in the lives of your people. We declare miracles to come forth in the lives of your people. Supernatural breakthroughs will begin to come about in the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, and we declare that you will begin to shift things around in the lives of your people, Father. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus, Lord, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We declare and we speak your name in truth, knowing that you have started a good work on the inside of us. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you're going to perfect everything that concerns us in the name of Jesus. And Father, we love you and we praise your holy name as we declare your word and the lives of your people and in our lives, Father. Father, we want your word to live big on the inside of us, Father, that we'll be the walking, talking, speaking word of God made flesh in the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and the honor in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. Also, we're going to get ready to put Prophetess Darlene Gray name also on the list. So she'll be number 8 and Prophetess Nim will be number 9. So we're going to get ready right now and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. In that Abu Shata, Naomi, open up the lines so we can start speaking in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank and praise your holy and wonderful name, O God. I thank you, God, because this is your land, O God, for you have founded upon the seas and established upon the currents, O God. And I thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step, O God. I thank you, God, for peace, O God. I thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, O God. I thank you, God, for bringing peace amongst in our neighborhoods, O God. I thank you, God, for keeping peace in our neighborhood, O God. I thank you, God, for keeping peace within us, O God. I thank you, God, for shielding us and protecting us from evil, O God. I thank you, God, for shielding our children and our loved ones around us, O God. I thank you, God, for truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, O God. O God, I thank you, God, and I decree and declare of healing, God, and you know the names, O God, that have been mentioned, God, the prophetess, God, heal her, God, help her in surgery, God. Let it be successful, God. Let her come out with a speedy recovery, oh God, in your precious mighty name, oh God. And heal the baby, God. And heal her, God. Touch her, God, that her breathing will be right and normal, God, that she will have asthma no more, oh God. I decree and declare healing, God, and from our in our bodies, from the head, oh God, to our toes, oh God. I thank you, God, for giving us energy, oh God. I thank you, God, for giving us motivation, oh God. I thank you, God, for fight, for you are the winner, God. And I thank you, God, for victory and giving us victory, God. And God, the times when we are walking through and things are hard, God, you know, you give us a way out, God. You give us a way out of no way, God. And I thank you for that, oh God. I thank you, God, that truly this is the day that you have made, oh God, and truly we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. And God, I thank you for blessing us, oh God. I thank you, God, for letting us be a co-creator with you, oh God. I thank you, God, for letting us change lanes, oh God, from poverty to prosperity, God, and continue to move it forward in our life, oh God. I thank you, God, for freedom, God. I thank you, God, for freedom within us, oh God. And I thank you, God, for truly making us your warrior, your prayer warriors, oh God, in your holy name. And I thank you for strengthening us, God, where we need to be strengthening that, oh God. I thank you for giving us wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. I thank you for growth, oh God, in your holy name, oh God. And thank you, God, for our leader, God, and our, oh God, and his wife, oh God. And thank you, God, for their family, God. We love you, God, and we love them, oh God. And we just want to give you our honor and praise, oh God, in your holy and wonderful name. Amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you again for the opportunity to be on this prayer call. And I thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy towards me and each and every one of us on this line, God. Thank you for this day that you have made. We will continue to rejoice and be glad in it because today is a new day. It's actually Monday, God, May 1st. Thank you for allowing us to see the month of May. Thank you, God, for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah Jordan and their vision, God, their vision for this ministry and their vision for the prophets, their vision for the globalization of the prophetic, God. And I ask you, God, to cover them and keep them in perfect peace and to continue to bless them, God. I pray for Prophetess Mascarene right now, God, and for her son, and I pray for the strength of her body. I thank you, God, for each and every prophet on the line, God, and I thank you for their diligence in prayer. And I thank you, God, for your covering and for your mercy. And God, those prophets who might be absent on tonight, bless them, strengthen them in their bodies, God, and just touch their bodies and touch their minds, God. And I ask you to bless the people who are on the line, who are listening, who might be going through any kind of turmoil or illness, God, or any financial problems or any problems, God. Just bless your people in a mighty way and touch their hearts and their minds. I also ask you to bless those who whose names have been called, Prophetess Regina and Little Prophetess Shana. Bless her, God. Strengthen her even in school, God, and touch Regina in her surgery, God, and heal her, God, and anyone else's name that was called, and I can't remember, but the Holy Ghost knows. Thank you, God. Thank you for your covering. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. I love you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this midnight cry tonight, Father, that we could come boldly to the throne, Father, and cry on you, dear Lord. Give you our burdens, dear Lord, our iniquities, dear Lord, our sufferings, dear Lord. And we thank you for carrying us. We thank you for lifting us up, Father God, bringing us through the breakdowns in our lives, dear Lord. We just thank you, Father, for your love and your mercy and your kindness, dear Lord Jesus. And Lord, as we lift up the prophets tonight, dear Lord, touch them in a mighty way, Father God. Give them their heart's desire, dear Lord. Touch those that need a financial blessing, dear Lord. Touch those that need healing in their bodies, dear Lord. Touch those that have family matters, dear Lord. Touch those that have people in incarceration, dear Lord Jesus. Just look upon every last person that's on this call tonight, Father God. And Father God, I ask you to look upon Prophetess Regina tomorrow, Father God, as she goes before the doctors, dear Lord. Touch her manservant, dear Lord. Let your angels be camped around him. Guide him, Father, every way, dear Lord. Give her peace, dear Lord, peace, as she goes, dear Lord. We believe in you for completely healing, dear Lord. We decree and declare it is done in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. And Father God, look upon her husband that will be standing by her side, Father God. Give him peace, Father God, at this time too, Father. And Lord, look upon Rodney, dear Lord. I lift him up to you, Father. We could ask for complete healing in his body, dear Lord. Continue to touch him, Father God. Continue to send the right people in his space, Father God, to show him love and understanding, dear Lord. And Lord, I ask you to look upon Shauna, dear Lord. Touch her body, dear Lord. Touch her, the asthma, dear Lord, that she will be whole, Father God. Give her peace in her sleep, dear Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for the Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord, for their vision for the prophetic of the global prophetic of prophecology, dear Lord, that's coming in July, dear Lord. We thank you for their vision. We thank you that they took a stand, Father God, to bring many people forth, dear Lord, and their gifts and their passion, dear Lord, or who they are, the lives that they touch, dear Lord. I just thank you for them, Father God. I thank you for them, Father. And we just give them praise, dear Lord. I give you praise. I give you honor, dear Lord. And look upon his family, dear Lord. Look upon his grandchildren, dear Lord. Look upon Mother Jordan, dear Lord. Look upon Mother Berrien, dear Lord Jesus. And look upon Masserine, Father. Look upon Pastor Masserine. Give her strength, Father God. Touch her son, dear Lord Jesus. We know all things work together for those that love you, dear Lord. She loves you so much, dear Lord. Just give her peace, Father God, wherever she's at, dear Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We give you the glory, Father God. And Father God, look upon my son that he comes home, Father. Safe travels for him, Father God. I just lift him up, dear Lord. I just thank you for what you have done in his life, dear Lord. Continue to show him the way, Father God. And he has an open heart to you, Father. And I thank you, Father, for your covering over his life, dear Lord. And we give you the praise and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise in the matchless name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That through your blood, Father, we can come, Father, with the access, my God, to your throne. And access to your throne of grace, Father, to obtain help, to find help in the time of need. And Father, is there any time that we need you, Lord, is now more than ever. Father, we call upon you because we know, Lord, you hear us and you always will answer us, my God. Because your ears are always open to our cry. And the righteous cry, and the Lord heard it. And we thank you, Father. We give you praise for your blood covering over our lives, over our homes, over our families. We thank you for your blood that is covered, my God, over our nations, Father, and your angels, Father, and a mighty assignment. That will continue and camp around about every course, every board, every show, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for watching over us, my God. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for your covering, my God, as we continue to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you for being our eternal refuge, under your everlasting arms. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, causing us to arise on eagle's wings, my God. You are the Son of Righteousness, with healing in your wings, my God. We thank you for the healing already established within our hearts and lives. We thank you for creative miracles, my God, that you're stirring up every gift within our hearts and lives here, people, for such a time as this. My God, to move, my God, in the miraculous, to move in the supernatural continually, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father, that you'll continue to unctionize them, Father, with renewed strength, Father, from on high. In the name of Jesus, known that every good and every perfect gift come from above, from the Father of lights, my God, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. We thank you, Father, for your ministering angels, Father, even now, that will strengthen each and every heart and each and every life, my God. Continue to order our steps in your word, Father, and let not any iniquity have dominion over us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for, Lord, for your grace, my God, and favor, Father, that you will place upon the lives of your people. Father, grace and favor, my God, with men and, Father, Lord, with you, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name, because, Lord, you favor the righteous, my God, and you will bless the righteous with favor without compassion about as with a shield. And we thank you, Father, for a mighty hedge of protection around the Jordan's family, my God, and the Berrien's family, even Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, and Prophetess and Mother Mary Berrien, Father, that you are strengthening, my God, and renewing their youth and continually in old age in the name of Jesus, that the youthfulness will come forth in a supernatural way, my God. In the mighty name of Jesus, every family member, Father, every member of Zoe, Father, we lift them up before you, my God. Entire household, my God, that you are touching. Father, that you are, Lord, are ministering to even now, my God, and you are drawing precious souls unto yourself, my God, even for such a time as this. Thank you, Father, for Lord, we call for the angel of life to come forth to us now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for life, my God. You have bestowed upon us and life that more abundantly, Father. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healed us. Knowing that, Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of all peace was upon you, but with your stripes, my God, we decree and declare, my God, healing and complete wholeness, my God, of creative miracles. Even my God, for Lord Prophet Olympia Castillo and her situation with our family, my God, member, Father, that you're healing. And Father, you're bringing restoration to every structure in the body, complete wholeness, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for touching our lives, touching our families, and covering us beneath your blood. Even now, as we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for your blood covering over our lives, homes, and family, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, again for this opportunity. Father God, thank you for, yes, the healings that are going forth, Father God. For we hold up every situation, every petition to you, Father God. And we give you thanks for it, even in this body, Father God. Even in this body that sometimes doesn't do what it needs to do, Father God, we can still give you praise and thanks even in this body, Father God. Thank you for the inspiration that you've shown us even on this week, Father God, through even Archbishop Roy E. Brown, Father God. Thank you, God, for even him. Thank you, God, for him touching and inspiring my Archbishop, Father God, Bishop Evanard Jordan, Father God, and Pastor Jordan. Thank you, God, for the new light, the new mercy, the new grace on this day, God, that pushes us forward, God. I thank you, God, for this is all an illusion, Father God, and you are the true and you are the realness of us and in us and moving through us, Father God. So when things don't look like they want to be, Father God, we can call and see and visualize and manifest healing, Father God, financial miracles, Father God, great relationships. See it and be it, we can have it because you said we can. I thank you, Jesus, for giving your life for our life, standing in the space where we could not stand in the space, Father God. I ask you, Father God, just to touch Ronald Blake. I'm holding him up in the hospital tonight. J. Otis Washington, strengthen him, Father God. I'm even asking, God, that you move through my sister, Prophetess Jackie Jeffries, and strengthen her body, who loves everybody, Father God. Use her, touch her, Father God. Look out for her. Prophetess Regina, Prophet Shauna, Father God, touch her. Breathe through her, breathe through her, breathe through her, Father God. In your name, Jesus, we thank you for protecting us as we go. Thank you, God, for the peace and the strength, and may love, your love, be contagious through us. And we bless your name. Amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. Father God, we thank you now for another midnight cry. We thank you now, Father, for this time. Father God, we thank you now because we know that your word says, Father, that where two or three gathered together, there I am in the midst of them. Father God, we thank you even now for our leaders, Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for the continued work, Father, that you move through them, Father. Father God, Father, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you now because we know that in you we move, live, and have our being, Father God. We thank you for giving us and granting us being in this season and in this hour, Father God. We thank you for touching our loved ones, Father God, touching our elderly, Father God. We thank you for touching Mother Mary Jordan, Father God, and Mother Mary Berrien, Father God, even now, Father God. And we thank you for touching Mother Marcia, Father God, even now. Father God, we thank you for doing even a new thing over each and every one of your people's lives, Father God. We thank you for touching their parents, touching their siblings, touching their husbands, their wives, their loved ones, their cousins, nieces, nephews, Father God. We thank you for keeping a divine hedge of protection, Father God, even over their children's lives, Father God. And we thank you for keeping a hedge of protection, Father God, even over their children's minds, Father God, even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you because we know that it is only through the blood of Jesus, Father God, that we could be washed white as snow, Father God. We thank you now for your son's precious blood, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing, Father God, even in our businesses, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing even in our marriages, Father God, even now, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing even in partnerships and relationship in this season, Father God. Father God, we thank you for job opportunities, Father God. Father God, we thank you for touching each and every leader, each and every pastor, Father God. We thank you for touching our coworkers, our managers, our supervisors. Father God, we thank you for touching our crossing guards, Father God. Father God, we thank you for touching our bus drivers, Father God, that carry our children, Father God, to and fro school. We thank you, Father God, even now for doing a new thing, Father God, even inside the minds of the teachers, Father God, even in the hearts and the minds of all of the public servants, Father God. Touch our president's mind, Father God. Touch our presidential cabinet's mind, Father God. Father God, we thank you for doing a new thing, and we know that it is done, Father God. We decree and declare it done. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Prophetess Bethany. All right. If Prophetess Darlene Gray on the line, she can come on. Prophetess Darlene Gray or Prophetess Bethany. All right, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. And Father God, I come to you humbly just to say thank you, God. I come to you, God, to say thank you for the life that you have given to me and the life that you have given to each and one of us. I come to say, Lord, you get all the glory, you get all the praise and all things that we do. Lord, I say thank you. Lord, I say thank you for the breath that we breathe. Lord, I say thank you for allowing us to say your name. Father God, I come to you to lift up Prophetess Regina in this time, God, that she has a successful surgery, God, that all is well, God. Father God, I come and lift up those that are asking for healing in your name, that they are healed in Jesus' name, God. Speedy recovery, God. Father God, I seek victory over everyone's life, God, that this week will be the most prosperous and successful week. God, I ask for miracles, financial miracles to come in each and everyone's life and doors just to become open. I even ask that you even cover even our connections. I lift up our entrepreneurs on the call, that new creative and inspirational ideas come, God, to rejuvenate and to bless others, God. Father God, I'm standing for those that are needing for breakthroughs, God. God, that you send it to them, God. Send the investors, God. Send all that is being asked for, God. Father God, we know that there is no want in the kingdom of God, and we thank you, God, for that. We thank you, God, for the life that you have given us. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Prophetess Bethany.
Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life here on the line, even now, Father. Father, your word says, by your stripes we are healed. Father, and we thank you for the divine healing even now, Father God. We thank you for ordering our steps, Father God. We thank you for the divine protection even now over your people of God, Father God. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for all that you're doing and all that has been done in our lives even now, Father God. Father, thank you, Father. Father, thank you. Father, thank you, Father. Watch over our children as they come and as they go, even now, Father God. Father, give us the wisdom and understanding, even now, Father God. Father, thank you, and I love you. Amen and amen.
And Prophetess Darlene, are you on the line? If so, you can
yes, ma'am. Start right. Yes, okay. Yes, I'm here. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you for this is the day that you've made. And we rejoice and we're glad in it. Father God, we bless you for the power of God that's uncovering those, Lord God, that's trafficking our children, Lord God. We decree and declare victory and salvation and deliverance, and we call forth our children to worship you, Father God. We free them, Lord God, to serve you, Lord God, and we uncover the wicked devices of the enemy that has launched a campaign to abduct and to molest our children. We decree and declare deliverance and healing for them in the mighty name of Jesus. We, Father God, we lift up our leaders. We decree and declare divine protection. We decree and declare strength unto them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and divine provision. We bless you, Lord God, for our elders, for our parents, Lord God, and we call forth longevity and strength and healing even for their bodies and for their minds. Lord God, with long life shall you satisfy them and show your salvation. We bless you, Lord God. We lift up Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Lord God. We speak strength unto her, Lord God, as you continue to heal her body, God. We bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we lift up your prophets, Lord God. Lord God, those that you have dispatched into the various territories to resurrect works in these territories, Lord God, we pray their protection. We pray provision. We pray strength unto them, God. We pray for the helpers in the vineyards. We decree and declare, Lord God, victory against all the wiles of the enemy. And we thank you, Lord God, for new transportation. We thank you, Lord God, for real estate favor. We thank you, Lord God, for victory and promotion even on those jobs, Lord God. Advancement, 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 we decree it and declare it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father, we just thank you for this day, because this is the day that you have made. And Father, we are choosing to rejoice therein, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all the prayers and all the utterance that have been said and done. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that your healing power is already sent to where it needs to be sent. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we move forward in this week, that this week will be a week of prosperity, a week of new ideas, a week of transformation, and a week of new opportunities that will show up on our behalf. Father, we just thank you for those that are sick and those that are shut in, because Father, you said you sent your word and you brought healing, strength, and peace unto their very being. And Father, we lay claim to that word, and we send your word even now in the name of Jesus, that you will bring healing to those that are in need. And Father, even as we have prayed and lifted up Practice Regina and Brother Ronnie and Little Shauna, Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're turning situation around. And we speak life, we speak strength, we speak harmony and balance to their bodies in the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and the honor. And Father, I pray for every household, every individual that's on this call, Father. Father, I lift up even your servant, Pastor Mascarene, Father. Strengthen her body, Father. Give her strength. Give her peace, Father. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, in advance that the enemy will not have the victory. But, Father, we thank you, Lord, because we triumph and we win, because, Father, you have already decreed it to be so. And we walk in that victory in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that you're ordering our footsteps. We thank you, Lord, that you're turning things around. We thank you, Lord, that you're bringing forth those things that are necessary to promote us and to excel us into our purpose and into our destiny. Father, we thank you right now that this week will be a week of supernatural blessings, supernatural breakthroughs on the lives of your people. And we thank you, Lord, that you've given us the tongue of the wise, Father, that we will move and we will flow in harmony and in peace and in strength. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that we will be harmless as a dove, but yet wise as a serpent. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the wisdom, because wisdom is the principal thing, and we lay claim to that principal thing even now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. The prophet Naomi, I'm going to be decrease so that you can increase. Give forth the announcements. Again, family, thank you so much for being a part of this prayer. Keep on keeping on, and invite others on the prayer call, because we're not quitting. We're moving forward in the name of the Lord. Some may quit, some may fall away on this side, but we choose to stand. We choose to endure to the end, because we know the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to those that endure to the end. And people of God, family, I just feel that enduring power that is resonating on this call and in your life. So we're going to keep on keeping on, not quitting, not stopping, but we're going to move forward in that which God has called us to move into. So peace, God, we bless the name of the Lord. We thank you. We're going to see you tomorrow night, same time, amen, same station, same place, in Jesus' name. Prophet Naomi.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, we will be back here at 11:55. PM, call a friend, text someone, let someone know that we will be back here. Also, just to remind everyone that we want to make this coming Friday going into Saturday morning a Rank and Break and Prayer Day. We want to see you get over 200 people on the call, 200 people. Mm-hmm. We want to make it a record breaking day, and we're going to be doing that Facebook Live as well as Periscope Live. So we give God praise and thanks. So please start letting everyone know to come on there, and we're lifting up our mothers, spiritual mothers this month, all women, anyone who's a spiritual mother, a mother, just anyone, we're lifting them up, and we're standing for them in this season. So please invite someone out on this call. All right, we will be back here at 9 a.m. with our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, at 9 a.m. We will be back here on the call with teachings and things like that. All right, is there any other Company of Prophets from any of the any announcements from the Company of Prophets? I'm sorry, I'm a little sleepy right now.
We're doing fine.
Amen. Yes and yes, Prophet.
Yes,
thank you so much. And people of God, don't forget that we do have our Pop Life radio show, Man Cave Monday, coming up in just a couple of hours on this very same conference line from noon to 1. And also, all Company of Prophets, don't forget to join us at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Prophet Neola for our poem call. Thank you so much, Prophetess.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Prophet Joshua. And we have that information on ZoeMinistries.com as well as BishopJordan.com. Amen. All right. Is there any other announcements from the Company of Prophets, please? We're getting the information out for the men's conference that's coming up June 9th and 10th, men's conference that haven't happened in over 15 years. So please let every man in your life know it's going to be at 310 Riverside Drive at Zoe Ministry. All right, I'm going to say good night and God bless, and see you all later on. Good night.
God bless.